We just have to cast our minds back to the 1960s and the 1970s and even the early 80s. West Africa was a region of hoodicas, of violations of human rights, and underdevelopment. Since then, ECOWAS has come in leaps and bounds since about the late 1980s until, you know, currently. The economic growth rate in West Africa today is averaging around 6.57% in the region, and democracy is taking root in the region. So looking at it, it is like the glass is half full rather than the glass is half empty. But the downside of it is the immediate challenges we are facing now, the challenges in Mali and the challenges in Guinea-Bissau, for example. These are an aberration, and ECOWAS is determined to make sure that they are nipped in the bud so that the economic integration agenda can be realized and be put on an even keel once more.
The president of ECOWAS has just returned from Mali. Any development on the situation there?
ECOWAS has a very clear position on the situation in Mali. Number one, everybody has agreed to a transitional process, including the military led by Captain Amadou Sanogo, that we are going to have a 12-month transition leading to the restoration of constitutional order in the country.
The Tuareg rebels and the Islamist militants have joined forces and say that they will turn Northern Mali into an independent Islamist state. What does ECOWAS make of that?
The territorial integrity of Mali is non-negotiable. That is a principal position of ECOWAS. What is happening in the north of Mali and also the northern part of Niger is an issue that must be of concern not only to the West African region, but to the international community as a whole. This is a place of lawlessness where the Al-Qaeda movement has relocated and it has got its affiliates. There are so many organizations of the transnational organized crime that are operating in the region. If that is not stopped, that is going to be a base for terrorism from which they will launch everywhere in the world.
On the situation in Guinea-Bissau, we hear that the last batch of ECOWAS troops arrived there on Sunday. How is the situation in Guinea-Bissau now?
The situation in Guinea-Bissau is stabilizing very rapidly. Number one, the military junta has moved back to barracks, as ECOWAS and the international community have demanded. They have handed over power to a transitional authority led by leaders who were chosen through the provisions of the Constitution of Guinea-Bissau.